Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, some primaries yesterday. Let's get right to it. President Trump humiliates Jeff Sessions, Trump's first attorney general in Alabama GOP Senate runoff. He ended with a double-digit primary defeat. Auburn University head football coach Tommy Tuberville, whom Trump endorsed a week after he finished first in the March 3rd primary, ran up the score against Sessions, defeating him soundly.
Well, look, the Alabama Republicans are Trumpers. It's that simple. They like him. They have followed him. If you trace racial hatred and injustice from the Civil War on, Alabama was right there during that time. It takes a great person to be able to stand up and do what's right. Sessions did that. He did. We would not know a great deal of what we know. Mueller would not have done his report if Sessions hadn't had the courage or the fear to say that things needed to be investigated and that he was going to excuse himself from that. You got to admire him for that. On the other hand, this is just going to incite Trump to do more and more of the kinds of things he thinks will help him win an election. We are witnessing, for example, David, a spike in murders. And, you know, he's going to lay that at the hands and feet of people of color. And that is the kind of thing we can expect as we come down to the line in this election. The idea to mobilize people by fear is what he is going to try to do. We know it. We've seen it before. He is a racist.
From the Department of, well, that didn't last long. The Trump administration has retreated on face-to-face attendance rules for foreign students. Alan, the government agreed in court to rescind an edict from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement requiring international students to take classes in person during the worsening pandemic. Didn't seem to make much sense.
Well, it made sense for Trump. I mean, here was Trump saying the others are responsible for all our troubles here. And now we're going to pick on students, some of whom, by the way, have never even seen the country that they allegedly came from. So it is a tribute to Harvard and MIT, who led the way and who started a lawsuit going. And whoever is advising Trump said, hey, boss, we don't need this. You know, we have the most prestigious universities in the country, and we have courts which have been loath to follow the president in some areas. And I suspect this was one of them. They saw the train coming down the track, and they decided, uh-oh, we better abandon this. But of course, in Trump's mind, he gets credit for having done it, because once again, he is sending a message to the faithful that we're going to keep everybody out of this country. So even if he doesn't succeed, he thinks he's won.
What do you make of this story in all the major papers today? White House urges National Guard role in coronavirus data gathering, moves to take CDC out of the loop. The move is part of a new data reporting protocol for hospitals that eliminates the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as a recipient of that information, a decision sparking controversy and alarming health experts.
So if you're going to try to load the game and somebody is standing in your way, you off them. And that's exactly what's happening here with the CDC. Now, in the beginning, we had our questions, all of us did, about whether the CDC would be an honest broker. But it turns out they are, and the director is standing up these days. So, of course, the way out is to eliminate them. Fauci says things they don't like. Fauci's off the task force, or at least he's not invited to the White House, and he doesn't talk to the president for weeks and months. So this is it. You choose your information based on whether it's helpful to you or not. That's what the White House is doing. Do I think it's going to work? I suspect not. In the same way we just saw him reverse himself on student visas, I suspect people are going to be furious about this. Look, a lot of people, and I'm one of them, hold Trump responsible for what he has done here. The fact that he hasn't shown leadership. Right now, he's talking after tens of thousands of lives have been lost. He's talking now everybody should wear a mask. What a hypocritical, devious individual he is.
Well, in your reference to CDC Director Robert Redfield, what is he saying? He's warning that fall and winter will likely be, quote, one of the most difficult times we've experienced in American public health as this virus continues to soar in parts of the U.S.
David, he's watching Fauci. Fauci is America's hero right now. He goes home at night and somebody says to him, are you going to kiss Trump's behind or are you going to be a person who tells the truth? And we saw in the beginning a reticence, but as time has developed, he's gotten to be more of a, well, mensch.
Meantime, as the country reckons with its racial history, specifically with unarmed black men and police, we see that this call to defund police and the moves of police reform that many cities and towns across the country have been making since the death of George Floyd is also seeing many police officers resign from their forces.
Well, look, let's go right to the beginning. Who gets recruited to be a policeman? Who wants to be a policeman? So there are some bad apples, and one of the things that makes obvious sense is to be very careful about who you're recruiting and giving them all kinds of psychological testing to see what their basic instincts are. Now, there are some bullies, and we know that. We've seen them. I've seen them. And when the country comes to grips with this police crisis, they're obviously going to put new rules on about no chokeholds, no knee on the neck, and politeness and all the rest. So if that's the case, there will be cops who don't want to be cops anymore. They're going to say, hey, we've had this sort of privilege here. You can't know what other charges have been leveled against me if I'm in trouble. And now all of that is going to change. And of course, some people are going to say they're killing us. Some cops are going to say that. I've got to get out before I'm victimized myself. On the other hand, you're going to get rid of some of the natural bullies doing this, and they will resign too. What you want to do is to strike a balance where police know that they have some protections, but that they are not immune from being charged with different actions, including the George Floyd one. And that's why the George Floyd case is so important.